My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Craig Breslow, Red Sox front office report after a disastrous loss last night for the Boston Red Sox. By the way, heads up, Monday, our very first official Mayo Monday, we will be at Gillette Stadium with the head coach of the New England Patriots, Gerard Mayo. And we'll talk to Gerard Mayo about the plan. When it comes to Drake May, we'll talk to Gerard Mayo about Matthew Judon, who is no longer a New England Patriot. And you got yourself a third-round pick for Matthew Judon, who was upset with the fact that they wouldn't pay him any more money here. So you could say goodbye to Matthew Judon, Wiggy. You like the deal?
Yeah, I like it.
You had no choice, is essentially what...
I think at this point, You knew you weren't going to pay him because if you probably said to him, hey, listen, just go out there. Let's see how you look in the first couple of games. If you look like you're back to your regular self, we'll give you some more money. But they probably didn't say that. So now you knew, like, all right, there was probably going to be some issues in the sense where, you know, maybe halfway through the season, his back starts to get a little bit tight.
Right.
And, you know, now
he's having migraines.
Whatever it is, you know.
Yeah. Listen. It's, you say it all the time, and you and I tend to disagree sometimes, which is what America is about. Mm-hmm. But you believe that the only option that a player has is to hold out or hold in,
yep,
or make his demands. And if the value is there, then I guess the team will submit. And if the value isn't,
right,
or you're not a part of the future, as you said earlier, then it is
deuces.
It is see you later.
Yeah.
Thanks for your service.
And
thanks.
Don't you think it got a little bit too far gone? Once you bring in the social media aspect and things that Judon said, I don't even take into account his little spat on the sideline with Gerard Mayo.
I think that's worse. I like the social media. I mean, you and I would probably disagree about this too.
Yes.
The social media, I could care less. But you're sitting there, you know, dressing down your head coach, who's a new head coach, in front of everybody,
yeah,
media, players, other coaches. I mean, that doesn't generally go well.
No.
Right, wherever you do it.
Yeah, I'm kind of like with Greg on this one. Like, I don't think the social media means anything nowadays. guys look at it, like coaches, I'm saying, people look at it and, you know, like, all right, these guys go out there and they kind of get in the heat of the moment.
But in the state that the Patriots are in, if I'm Robert Kraft and I see Matt Judon running his mouth on social media or telling fans to, you know, harass Elliott Wolf and Matt Groh, that to me is harder to take back than a relationship between he and Jerod Mayo, which I believe they have a very close relationship, so one meeting can fix.
But do you think it was a Robert Kraft thing, though?
I don't think Robert Kraft enjoyed the look.
No. I'm saying, do you think he had, not that he didn't have any say-so in it, but do you think he was like even a part of it?
I think he was a part of it.
Or did they go to Robert and Elliott Wolf go to him and say, hey, listen, we can't do nothing with this guy? And then
I think Robert probably said, we're not giving him any more money. I mean, if they went to him and said, do you want to give him more money? I think he may have said, no, he's 32 years old and we are, you know, I do believe Robert Kraft is willing to open up the checkbook for a, you know, a potential wide receiver weapon that can change the trajectory at some point of the franchise. But I don't think he wanted to pay Matt Judon more
money.
But I don't think it even got to him, probably.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I think they probably were like, they made the decision. And when I say they, Elliott Wolf and the people in that front office, Matt Groh, to go, it's not worth paying this guy. Because I think if they go, it's worth paying him, and they run it up to Robert, there might be a good chance that they give him some money.
Maybe. This is David in the car. Hello, David.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Thank you for the last couple of days. What you guys do when you're involved in that, I just want to say it's extremely appreciated and important.
It is.
It's such a need that, thank you.
It's incredible. It started here 22 years ago, so before any of us, it's been something that this radio station has embraced and has Nesson got involved, and Nesson does a great job with it. It's just an incredible couple of days, the two most important days of the year here. So, as I said at the start of the show, I would expect that last I checked last night, $3.4 million had been donated, and when everything is added up and thrown into the kitty, I would imagine that I would hope that we will be over $4 million again, and I will update you on that this morning. But you were calling about Matthew Judon.
Absolutely.
David.
Yes, I think it's a mistake, and this is why I say that. You know, the Patriots have an issue. You know, they need leadership. So when you let go of a veteran, you let go of leadership, and that is a fact. I don't care what anybody says. Yeah, we got a little something, got a third-round pick. But the problem that I see is, you know, when I was watching the game last week, we have a bunch of coaches on this team that they look disgruntled. They look – I don't want to say disgruntled. Let me back that up. They look like a bunch of, you know, high school coaches that just got into the job, and they, like, they're kind of, like, overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And this team is overwhelmed. This team is extremely overwhelmed. And when you let go of a leader that you need whatever leadership you can keep on that locker room. And Matt Judon was a leader, and that's going to hurt this team.
Well, listen, they end up getting a third-round pick. Shime and Wiggy, I think, both said that they did not expect that they would get that high of a pick.
Nope.
And I think we are all going to have to accept the reality, the unfortunate reality at some point, maybe, that this team, this destination, is one that is not going to be attractive in any way, shape, or form. I don't care how much money is attached to it, to a legit, talented free agent. Therefore, I hate saying this, you are going to have to build this team through the draft, and that is the only way that you are going to be able to build this football team.
See, I think you'll be able to sign free agents.
When?
I mean, you look at other bad
teams. Were you just able to?
When? What do you mean, this offseason?
With Ayuk.
Ayuk's not a free agent. You offered him a contract. He just wants to stay in San Francisco. That's a whole different ballgame.
Okay.
Like, I mean, you look at teams across the NFL who have historically been awful, Jacksonville or Cleveland or Tampa Bay, and they can sign people.
Did Brandon Ayuk want to come here?
He didn't want to go anywhere, Greg. That's why he's not in Cleveland. That's why he's not in New England. That's why he's not in Pittsburgh.
Because
he just wants to be in San Francisco, and he's just trying to leverage as much money as he can.
I hope you're right. I hate saying it.
But is San Francisco going to pay him? This is a good conversation that you're actually having, because first we start with Calvin Ridley, right?
Correct.
So then when you think of free agent.
What about D-Hop?
D-Hop's another one.
I think that's different, though, because that was a fully Belichick thing. This is post-Belichick. Okay. I think that's different.
And Ayuk is a trade, right? Mm-hmm. So generally, the player doesn't have any real control of where he goes when he's getting traded. Like, mm-hmm. Matthew Judon didn't have control. He couldn't say, I don't want to go to Atlanta. I mean, I guess he could, but then he'd be throwing away a ton of money because he'd be sitting out and he'd be getting fined every day.
But the latest has been that the 49ers want to keep Ayuk, but then they still have the Steelers deal in place.
Right,
there is some conversation with Ayuk on whether or not he wants to stay
right
there, because they're saying they're not that far apart between what the 49ers are offering him and what he wants.
Right, but your reports the other day was $30 million. So
that was the steal. But I think that they've maybe come up since then.
So you think? So you think the 49ers have come up?
No, the Steelers have come up.
Right,
it was $30 million less than what Ayuk wanted from the Steelers. Now the 49ers and Ayuk, there has been some type of conversation between those two, reports are saying, and they are not that far away from a deal either, but they still have another Steelers deal on the back burner.
Right, but to Greg's point, if it's not about the money, then it's about the landing spot.
It's about the destination. It's about the opportunity to win. It's about who the quarterback is. It's about the freaking players' lounge. The way the wives are treated. The way the
Ayuk has nothing to do with that.
Okay,
though. Ayuk only wants to stay in San Francisco.
The
Patriots had a deal and a contract on the table. He said no. The Browns had a contract and a deal on the table, and he said no.
Okay, I am just preparing you for the eventuality.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
That the only way to build this team is going to be through the draft. And as an explanation in why, for those who are saying, geez, you got rid of Matt Judon, what's the deal? You got a third round pick, and mm-hmm. you're probably very happy with that if you're Elliott Wolf, because you understand that that's the way you're going to have to build your football team.
And Shime, Greg's right, because he would have taken, if it was about, you know, him wanting to get more money and he doesn't care about the family situation or the players.
No, he wants money and he wants to be in San Francisco, Courtney. That's the whole point.
Okay, so then why didn't he just get to San Francisco immediately?
Because he wants more money as well. That's why he's using all the leverage he has to try and get as much money as he can.
What's your excuse when it comes to Ridley? Wiggy brought it up.
Yeah, the Ridley one was you didn't pay him enough. That's fair. I don't disagree with that. But like, Greg, they through the course of history, bad teams have been able to sign players if they're willing to overspend.
Yes.
If the Patriots are willing to overspend. But if the Patriots are willing to overspend, then they're going to sign free agents. It's not a problem.
I just don't get the, because I kind of agree with Shime on Ayuk. Like, if the Patriots offered you the most money, why wouldn't you go there?
Because I think Greg's point, he looked at how they treat players,
right,
how they
right.
treat families. And then you go look at the Steelers, and their report card from last season was even worse,
right? But
in some regards, than the Patriots.
But that's why Ayuk's not going to be a Steeler.
Right, that's why I agree with Shime. It's really not about New England for Ayuk. He's like this rare breed of, he wants to go back to San Francisco, but he wants to get the money.
I think he thought that the grass was going to be greener on the other side. He went out, looked around, and said, wait a minute, what am I doing? And yeah, now he's regretting it.
But what is he looking at other than, well, if he's looking at Pittsburgh and New England or Cleveland versus San Francisco, I don't think there, it takes, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out San Francisco is the best place for me to win. Then you go, okay, it must be about the money. But if they're offering more money than San Francisco and he's turning it down, he's wanting to stay in San Francisco, but he's wanting to get paid.
He wants the best of both worlds.
He's one of those guys that say, hey, I want my cake and eat it too.
Oh, I want my cake. Can I have cake for breakfast?
Can always have cake
yes,
for breakfast.
Please.
This is Tim from Hanover. Hello, Tim.
Good morning, guys.
What's
great
up?
Job over the last few days.
Was awesome.
Just want to say that Judon is played it last. His last few years were great. You don't see a lot of stuff that he does, but he caused a lot of turmoil on that defense. I think it's going to bring down. Like Wiggy was saying, I'm thinking this is what Wiggy's getting to. That defense is not going to be as strong, and I'll tell you what, it's going to be a lesson on Drake May if he does ever get in there, because you know what? He ain't going to get that ball too often. If that defense is not doing their job, then they're really hardly ever going to see that ball.
Yeah.
So I think it's all about the money today. It's all about the money for these guys, and you got to be able to negotiate and get close to it or whatever, and these guys aren't spending it, unfortunately. I love the team. But that's the way it goes today.
Okay. Well, Tim, thank you. So Matthew Judon is gone.
Mm-hmm.
There's a resolution there. And you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Curtis is out. I don't know about all day or not. Little issue with Pudge. And we'll get an update at some point soon. Pudge is getting up there.
But he's when you actually meet Pudge, he's sleepy, but he has energy. Like
yeah.
He's still so.
Oh, it's kind of like me. I'm sleepy, but I have energy when I need it.
And both of your eyesight is going.
Yeah,
like isn't Pudge in his 90s?
Well, he's 12, but small dogs can live till like 16, 17, 18.
Oh, really?
My small dog growing up was 16.
Wait, now you're gonna jinx. You're gonna Hillman Pudge.
Don't worry, I'm knocking on wood in here.
Please.
No, I just thought they like you know the average like 12, 13 was
please,
a.
Stop. I don't want to talk about. It. I don't want to talk about.
He's gonna be okay.
I love Pudge.
All right.
He is the official, he's the official mascot of this program. He enjoys this program like many do, falling asleep to it. So, with Curtis being out, are we giving Jackson a lead?
Yes.
I'm always down for it, Jack Lee.
Yes.
All right.
I need an update on the mother-in-law.
Okay, well, we will get to today's leads next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.